So this recording is for a check-in. And let's just start out by making sure we remind ourselves what this is about. We're going to drop in with a gentle, interested spirit on our bodies and our hearts and find out how we are. So just approach yourself and this whole thing with as much patience as you can muster and with the ability to just take yourself as you are in this moment, good or bad or otherwise. We're using the BTEC method. So starting in the body, turning your attention to the face, what you can feel coming from around the eyes, the eye sockets, nose, lips, jaw. The neck, the throat at the front, around the sides and the back. The shoulders, both sides, and the bit of the top of the back connecting them underneath your shoulder blades. Then really giving some interest and time to your upper arms, from your armpits down to the crooks of your elbows, and then down to the wrist, and then down to the tips of the fingers. Back to the center of the body. Now we're coming to the chest and the upper back, all the areas covered by the rib cage. Just getting a little more detail from there than we usually would. And taking the interest and attention down to the tummy and the lower back. If you're basically still, then oddly this will be the most mobile part of your body as you breathe. The part where the sensations change, most obviously. Then your hips, your pelvis, your bum on the seat. And then from the backs of the legs against the chair or the bed all the way down, past the knees, past the ankles, down to the tips of your toes. And just for a moment then, letting your attention spread out through your whole body. So that for a moment, we're just properly, physically present. Or you could see the other way, there's attention lighting up our whole bodies. And it's hard to see what the mind's doing, what the thoughts are doing, but one of the only ways to do it is from the point of view of the body. So staying sunk in your body, having a look at what your mind wants to do or is trying to do at the minute. It's every chance it's going off to the future or going over something in the past or thinking or planning or analyzing. That's what it does. There's no point getting upset about it or trying to stop it. It won't work. We're just going to, I guess, look at it a little bit at a distance, though. Just take a little bit of a perspective of how busy it is and what it wants to get on with. And then we're going to give some proper attention to the heart and the emotions. And that's just a sheer effort. It's not easy to point to what it is, but the very act of going, look, I'm listening, I'm trying to feel what I'm feeling, that's important. And then whatever you do feel, even if it's not that strong or a bit mixed or muddled, is the right answer. And see if you can respect it and let it in and say, yep, so that's where I'm at. And there might be a choice here. There might be a choice you want to make for the present moment. Like to be a little bit more present or more in the body or closer to your heart or be a bit gentler or more patient. So if there's a choice to be made for now as you come out of this, then that's great. And remember, it's a choice for now. It's not a plan about the future. It's not, oh, I'm going to check in again in half an hour. This is for right now. As you ease out of this, what do you want to bring with you? So if there's a choice to make, make it now. And then we don't have to leave the body or the heart behind. We can keep that link there. But you can ease out of this and you can wind up this exercise.